Dr. Danzal said he has spoken with the Commissioner of Police to better regulate the mask-wearing and mask-gathering protocols. The Prime Minister is urging Vincentians not to drop their guard with respect to COVID-19.
I just want to urge people, look, I know that on the minibuses you have been dropping your guard with the masks. Please don't do that. Just gather in. I asked the Commissioner of Police before I left to speak to the persons, my biker brothers and sisters, down out the other side of the Texaco gas station near the hospital, and a particular brother on Heritage Square. Even you don't have music, but you have a large gathering, and you have this large gathering without masks, without any physical distancing. We are playing with fire, and I spoke to the commission about talking to the persons there and regulating it properly, because the regulations are there. It's for it to be done. I think we have to be careful not to drop our guard. And this thing also of everybody rushing to the beach. Let's try and make Saturday and Sunday, tomorrow and Sunday, beach. Let's stay away now. Let us not overdo this thing, because we have to follow the protocol.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. Regionally, Suriname, Guyana, and Trinidad and Tobago continued to register deaths from the COVID-19 pandemic over the last 24 hours, while Barbados, which is holding an open day-to-day for people to be vaccinated, recorded new positive cases. St. Lucia also reported more than 20 cases of the virus on Thursday. In Guyana, the Health Ministry reported that two more individuals who tested positive for the virus have succumbed to COVID-19, taking the death toll to 376. Internationally, the European Medicines Agency today recommended that the use of the coronavirus vaccine made by Pfizer and BioNTech be expanded to children ages 12 to 15, a decision that offers younger and less at-risk populations across the continent access to COVID-19 shot for the first time during the pandemic. Meanwhile, the WHO's European director has warned that the COVID-19 pandemic won't be over unless at least 70% of people are vaccinated, while expressing concern that the vaccine rollout in Europe is still too slow. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.